Facilitator for this public meeting. It is now 11:32 on October 5th, 2022. We'd like to thank you all for taking your time to attend this meeting and provide us with your feedback. Please note that we are best able to consider your comments if you provide them to us in writing, which can be sent to me at michaelhw@dor.wa.gov. We will begin the scheduled public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the proposed language for WAC 45820-300 or Rule 300 titled Capital Gains Tax Administrative. Other persons present for this meeting include Atif Aziz, as his role as the department's rule coordinator, and Sierra Kronbaker, management analyst, who is monitoring our recording equipment this morning and this meeting is being recorded. For reasons related to COVID-19, we are conducting this meeting through Microsoft Teams. Participants here are joined through Microsoft Teams as well as through the phone. We do not have other parties physically present for this meeting. We have parties joining this meeting through Teams, and now I will go through the list of attendees displayed on Teams. For the record, please identify yourself, and if you're representing someone, please state who you are representing. So I will go down the list of participants, starting with participants who are joined by phone, and then I will go down the list here. So the first participant has a phone number of 503-626-6088. Could you please identify yourself for the record?
Jeff Peterson.
Thank you very much. And the next participant we have has a number of 266-696-687. Okay, that is all of the participants that I see who have joined through the phone. Now I will go through the list of participants who have joined through Teams, starting with Michelle Basler.
Yeah, Michelle Basler here. I'm with KPMG, not representing any client.
Thank you very much. And my apologies ahead of time if I mispronounce your name. Next, we have Kaylin Baker.
No comment.
Thank you. And we have Brian Redmond.
Hello, Brian Kreitz.
Thank you. And next we have Carolyn Solitaire.
Good morning. I come to you as a parent with no comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Next we have Christina Wise.
Christina Wise, no comment.
Thank you. Next we have Colin Frower.
Colin Thrower, SDMC, but no comment.
Thank you. Next we have Dee Guyman.
Douglas Guyman, present.
Okay, thank you. And next we have Anton Gross.
Anton Gross, legislative staff.
Oh, thank you. Next, we have Christopher Hesse.
CPA, no comments.
Thank you. Next, Iona Woods.
Good morning, no comment.
Thank you. Next, we have Jade Copeters.
Good morning. My name is Jade Copeters. I'm an estate and tax planning attorney with Scarf Law Firm. I'm not representing any client, but I will have comments today. I will also submit written comments to you later today.
Thank you, and my apologies. Next, we have Jason Mercier.
Good morning. Just observing.
Thank you. Next, we have Jeff Nave.
Yeah, Jeff Nave, individual, not representing any client.
Okay, thank you. My apologies. Next, we have Jay Jetter.
Good morning. Jay Jetter with Stoll Reeves, not representing any clients today.
Okay, thank you. And if you wish to make any comments later, maybe it's just me, but I was not able to hear you very well, but just as a note. Next, we have Jay Ehrenreich.
John Ehrenreich, and I appreciate you attempting it. It's always tough.
It was a failed attempt. Yes.
Yeah, that's okay. Ehrenreich. I at this time don't have any comments, but I would like to listen and then maybe offer up some at the end if I feel like it.
Of course. Thank you very much. Next, we have Kate with no last name. Okay, next we have Orwan Lane.
Hi, my name is Orwan Lane and I work for North Cascade Institute. Just curious what, you know, thing going, that why I joined here.
Okay, thank you very much for joining. Next we have Casey Peacock.
Hi, this is Casey, no comment.
Okay, thank you very much. And we have Melissa Roberts.
Hi, Melissa Roberts with Stoll Reeves. I am not representing anyone and I have no comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Next we have Tommy Gantz.
Hi, this is Tommy Gantz with the Association of Washington Business, and I will be providing comments today and potentially submitting some additional written comments later.
Thank you very much. Next, we have Mark Watterson.
Present, no comment.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have Wendy with no last name.
I'm here and I have no comments.
Okay, thank you. We have next Chris Savadlov.
I have no comment, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I noticed that we had some participants who joined later. Did I miss anyone? And if I did, please identify yourself for the record.
My name is Alan Dance. I'm a CPA with a bevy of very interested clients. So I'm an observer only.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Amy Labasse here. I have no questions or comments at this time.
Okay, thank you for joining. And just as a friendly reminder, if you could please mute your microphones throughout the public meeting until the comment period at the end, I would appreciate that. If we do not have any other participants, I will proceed with the meeting. So this public meeting is conducted pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 8405, RCW, the Administrative Procedure Act. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public on possible rulemaking prior to taking action to propose a new rule. This meeting was announced through publication in the State Register as WSR 22-18-097, which was filed with the Code Revisor on September 7th, 2022. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public regarding a new rule relating to the new capital gains excise tax, WAC 45820-300, referred to in this meeting as Rule 300. Electronic copies of this rule are available. If you did not receive a copy, please contact Sierra at sierrac@dor.wa.gov if you'd like a copy of this rule draft. We emphasize that the rule draft as now written is provided for discussion purposes only. And for everyone's reference, I will type my email address as well as Sierra's email address in the chat box. Before opening the meeting for comments, we would like to provide the following introduction and disclaimer pertaining to this rule. Effective January 1st, 2022, Chapter 8287 RCW imposes an excise tax on sales or exchanges of long-term capital assets. This proposed rule seeks to clarify administrative aspects of the excise tax on capital gains, such as proper filing procedures and penalties related to this excise tax. In March of 2022, the Douglas County Superior Court ruled in Quinn v. State of Washington that the excise tax on capital gains does not meet state constitutional requirements and therefore is unconstitutional and invalid. The state has appealed the ruling to the Washington Supreme Court. While the appeal is pending, the department will continue to provide guidance such as this rule to the public regarding the tax as a courtesy. This rule will apply only if the tax is constitutional and valid by the Washington Supreme Court. Now I'll provide a brief overview of the rulemaking process. This is the second public meeting for input regarding proposed Rule 300 on administrative Washington capital gains excise tax matters. As a result of the comments received during the public meetings, the department will draft a proposed amendment to Rule 300. When the drafting is completed, the draft is filed with the code revisor and is published in the state register, after which a public rulemaking hearing is held. After the hearing, additional changes may be made and the final draft is filed for adoption with the code revisor. Unlike today's public meeting and the public hearing, the final filing of a rule is not a public process. Rather, the final filing is just a filing of a notice of adoption. Absent an emergency adoption or unless otherwise stated, a rule becomes effective 31 days after filing for adoption. I will now briefly outline the key points the department would like to address in the rule draft. The department intends to introduce and clarify administrative issues that pertain to the Washington capital gains excise tax through six general parts. Part one, introduction and overview. Part two, filing of returns. Part three, extensions. Part four, payment of tax. Part five, penalties and interest. Part six, general administrative matters. In the first part, we introduce general concepts related to the Washington capital gains excise tax, such as who may be subject to the excise tax. In the second part, we discuss matters related to filing of returns, such as due dates, filing requirements, and amended return requirements. In the third part, we discuss matters related to extensions. Please note that we will provide more details on the mechanics of filing an extension with the department in the next rule update. We will note that as of now, taxpayers are required to file with the department an extension to file capital gains excise tax returns on or before the original filing deadline. In the fourth part, we discuss matters related to payments, such as the proper payment requirements. In the fifth part, we discuss matters related to penalties and interest, such as penalties for late filings and late payments. In the sixth and final part, we discuss other administrative matters, such as taxpayers' burden of proof, procedures for refunds, and how to seek an informal review of the department's assessments or rulings. At this time, if you'd like to hear any comments, please use the raise hand function on Microsoft Teams if you'd like to provide comments. After I call your name, please identify yourself for the record before providing your comments. For those on the phone, I will ask if you have any comments in the beginning and at the end. Please also identify yourself before you make the comment. Remember, as mentioned earlier, we are best able to consider your comments in the rule making process if you provide them to us in writing to michaelhw@dor.wa.gov. Thank you. Now we will proceed with the hearing of comments. And I will first go through the participants through the phone and ask if they have any questions or comments. First, we have a participant with the phone number 503-626-0688. We also have a participant with the phone number 266-696-6687. We will come back to the phone participants at the end of the towards the end of the comment period to give them another opportunity to submit comments. Jay, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I do. Thanks, Michael. Good morning. Like I said, I'm an estate and tax planning attorney, and so my focus is mainly on the application of this tax to trusts. The language in the statute is fairly clear with regards to grantor trusts, but I think there are quite a bit of ambiguities with regards to the application to non-grantor trusts. I don't expect an answer to all these questions, but I do suggest that the department consider and possibly issue guidance, whether in this rule or another rule, regarding the following issues. One is the extent to which the tax applies to the trustee of a non-grantor trust. I don't think it's exactly clear from the statutory language that it does. But if it does, there's a bit of an ambiguity in that institutional trustees, meaning a Washington chartered trust company, does not appear to be subject to the trust, while individual trustee would be subject to the tax. I question then, what is the jurisdiction for the tax? Is it going to be based on the residence or domicile of the trustee, or is it going to be based on the where the trust is administered? And then third, is there an apportionment for multiple trustees? If there are three trustees of a trust, one of whom is a Washington resident and the other two are not, is the tax going to be apportioned based on those three trustees? My second set of questions is regards to the application of the tax to the beneficiaries of a non-grantor trust. And again, I don't think it's clear from the statutory language that it does apply to the beneficiaries of a non-grantor trust, but I'm curious the department's position on that. If it does, I think there are serious state constitutional issues in imposing an excise tax on beneficiaries who are not the persons engaging in the taxable activity. The trustee is the one who engages in sales of assets. And so I think there's a mismatch in applying the tax to beneficiaries when they're not the ones engaging in the excise tax activity. Again, another question is if it does apply to beneficiaries of a non-grantor trust, is the jurisdiction, is that a tax jurisdiction based on where they're domiciled or resident, or is it based solely on the trustee? So if there are three beneficiaries of a non-grantor trust and the trustee is a Washington resident and the three beneficiaries are not, is the tax going to be applied to them, or is it based on where the beneficiaries reside? Is there going to be apportionment between the beneficiaries is another question. And then lastly, I want the department to issue guidance, hopefully, on how distributions will be treated in a later year. If there is a taxable event in year one and then distributions are made to Washington beneficiaries 4 years later, will that be taxable or not? I know California imposes a throwback tax, and so I'm curious the department's position on that. Again, I don't expect answers to those. I am submitting written response to this, but I just wanted to bring this to the department's attention. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate those comments. Unfortunately, those questions, I would not be able to commit to a clear answer one way or the other. But again, like you said, you would, if you submit written comments, I would definitely be able to provide you with the oral answer to your question. So really appreciate those concerns. Thank you. Next, Tommy, did you have a comment or comments, Brad?
Yes, I do have some comments. And again, thank you for the opportunity to provide these. I will also be sending these comments along with potentially some additional comments later this week. I'm Tommy Gantz with the Association of Washington Business, and our members have expressed concerns about the current litigation and the first filing due date and the legislation of April 2023. We would like more guidance and examples. We feel those are needed, particularly on sourcing of gains, calculation examples, and domicile. Additionally, a reasonable methodology is required when the K-1s are issued to individuals who do not contain detail on the individual gain or losses included in the total or how these are sourced. Requiring returns to be filed before this guidance is available is not feasible for the businesses issuing the K-1s, individuals, or their accountants. We would like to see additional public guidance on whether the tax will be enforced retroactively should the courts deem it to be constitutional, and if so, how can taxpayers comply if the status is unknown by early 2023? Can extensions be automatically granted? Many businesses in Washington are structured as pass-through entities in which the business business's capital gains are paid federally by the individual owners, and typically these returns are filed by the business's outside accountant.
So with that, Washington's current tax system requires business entities or sole proprietors with the UBI to file returns directly. Given that this is a new capital gains tax, is required to be filed and paid by individuals, how does the department intend to notify individuals who are not currently registered of their filing requirements? We feel as though additional guidance is needed on required amended returns. For example, when are these due? At what point is an IRS audit, at what point in an IRS audit is the assessment considered final? What if an IRS assessment is under appeal? And clarity that the amended returns are not required outside the statute of limitations. This is all feedback I've received for some of my members. And again, know that we won't get answers on that today, but expect to see some comments from me in writing.
Thank you for your comments. Appreciate that. With regards to the concerns regarding deadline, the department is fully aware of that. Our goal is to address that particular issue in a timely manner. But as to the other substantive issues, interpretive issues that you've raised, we are also aware of those issues, and we are planning on issuing the proper guidance as needed. But regardless, thank you for that. For folks that have joined late, we are currently accepting comments and your feedback on the Rule 300 with regards to the Washington capital gains excise tax, with the focus on administrative issues such as filing returns and issues regarding payments. And as a reminder, due to the complex nature of the capital gains tax or issues that may be raised and due to their complexities, I would appreciate it if written comments can be submitted to my email at michael@michaelhw.or.wa.gov. That would I would happily provide an answer through written means as well. I'd like to give participants a few more minutes to see if there may be any last minute questions or comments. And if we have any new participants through the phone, we'd like to hear from you as well. If you could please identify yourself for the record and provide us with your comment, we'd appreciate it.
Michael, just a clarification following on, yes. Tommy's.
Yes.
Certainly, the department has had conversation about the possible due date of given the law passing effective January 1st of 2022, and due date in April of or next year 2023. What's the latest thinking if the law is deemed constitutional?
Unfortunately, Alan, I just do not have any dates to work with, and like the difficulty with that is like since I do not know on which date certain things will happen. We're in a really awkward position, but obviously we would like to provide any guidance with regards to due dates as it relates to the Washington Supreme Court ruling as soon as possible and as soon as feasible.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we have a couple of new participants who joined us by phone. If you have any comments on the Rule 300 on administrative matters regarding capital gains excise tax matters, I would ask if you can please identify yourself before you make a comment. Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just getting set up. This is Lauren Coleman. I don't have a comment. I'm just interested in what's going on.
Okay, thank you. No problem. Okay. If there are not any other comments, I would like to move towards closing the meeting. But if you have comments in between, we'd appreciate your feedback. This has been a public meeting for input regarding proposed Rule 300 on administrative Washington capital gains excise tax matters. As a reminder, the department will next review any comments received on the rule draft and make any changes as needed and publish the proposed rule for public comment. Once the rule proposal is published, the department will hold a public hearing on the proposal to gather feedback from the public. Thank you for participating in this public meeting. If you're not on the department's rules notification list, did not receive a copy of today's meeting directly from the department, and you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities related to this rule, please provide Sierra with your name, mailing address, and email address. Sierra can be contacted at sierra@dor.wa.gov, and I believe I put that email in the chat box for clarity. Okay. Thank you for your participation. This meeting is now adjourned. For the record, the time is now 11:59 a.m.